This is Chaplain Terry Warner. I'm going to stop the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you so much for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. And now, let's get going. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. This will be Turn On Your Light today, podcast S4E15, season 4, episode 15, and publishes on April the 6th, 2024. This has been a podcast and a half. I've had computer problems and everything else. Enough of my worries, but apologize for the glitches. Let's look at foundation scriptures. 1 John 4:16, Hebrews 4:12-14, 1 Corinthians 13, John 16, verses 23 and 24, Ephesians 6, verse 12. Our beloved United States is facing serious problems that threaten our very existence. It is also not just a single issue or dilemma or problem that is the root cause about bringing our demise. Neither is it a people's problem or a people problem or a human being's problem. The basic root problem is that we have left our Judeo-Christian core beliefs, and the major consequences in rejecting God's truth is that we lose the ability to be led and directed by moral and ethical solutions to our problems. A major and glaring consequence is we lose the ability to love God and love others. When that happens, by default, we open the doors to invite the devil and his demons to come in and control us. So enough of the obvious. What must we do? Let's start with some Bible scriptures. 1 John 4, 15-21. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," and yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. Everyone who believes that Jesus the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. Our next step: repent of your sins and ask God for his forgiveness. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Why do you think God chose love? Why not good deeds or compassion or kindness? Let's take a look at the love and see if God will answer that question for us. The love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. If I have the gift of being able to speak in other languages without learning them, and could speak every language that there is in all heaven and earth, but didn't love others, I would only be making noise. If I had the gift of prophecy and knew all about the future, what good would it do? What if I had faith so that I could move mountains? It would be of no value. If I gave everything I had to the poor, and even be burned alive for preaching the gospel, but didn't love others, it would be of no value. Love is very patient and kind. It is never jealous or envious. never boastful or proud or haughty or selfish or rude. Love does not demand its own way. It is not irritable or touchy. It does not hold grudges and will hardly even notice when others do it wrong. It is never glad about injustice, but rejoices when truth wins out. If you love someone, you will be loyal to them no matter what the cost. You will always believe in them, always expect the best of them, and always stand your ground when defending them. Friend, this is how God sees you and treats you and respects you. Love is the catalyst, the compound, the chemical agent that produced the love that God has shed abroad in your heart. Romans 5:5. Might I also add that one of the attributes of love is having faith. In other words, we just described and introduced the Holy Spirit of God. Start praying for our beloved United States. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, and I want to remind you, Revelation 5:10 on this, my people. Revelation 5:10 says we are kings and priests to our God and carry the signet ring of God Almighty. The kings back in the old days had signet rings that they wore or put around their neck, and they would take that ring and seal it in the wax and put the king's seal on it. Your Holy Spirit has sealed you. That's the king's seal. That's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords seals upon your life. Go in the power and mighty of kings and priests. Go in the power and might of the signet ring authority given to you by the Holy Spirit, by Jesus Christ, and by God the Father. Okay, let's back up. People, we are kings and priests to our God and carry the signet ring of God, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Not quoted in sequence, not quoted from memorization, quoted as out of my heart. Follow the new commandment given to us by Jesus Christ. John 13:34. New commandment? Yes, new commandment. John 13:34. That you love one another as I have loved you. Why? Well, because God is love. Okay, but why is love so important? Because everything that God has done, everything that he is doing, and everything he is going to do will be done in perfect love. Your life is no accident or coincidence. Your circumstances and conditions are no accident or coincidence. God does not deal in that. God deals in love, and he has set and ordained and set forth a life for you, plans for you. All you've got to do is trust him, believe in him, have faith in him, accept him as your Lord and Savior, and walk in that divine plan. That means that our world and heavens are a result and display of God's love. However, through Adam's disobedience, sin entered the world and fouled up everything, to say the least. The curse that Adam brought upon the earth when he ate the forbidden fruit? Don't you know that God, being love, told him not to eat that fruit out of love because it would kill him? And he did it out of love, not out of being selfish or holding back, and Adam still decided to not believe God and believe the devil. Actually, Satan convinced Adam that God was not being truthful and preventing him from reaching his full potential as a human. Don't be too hard on Adam, folks, because we still do the same thing ourselves. So God sent his one and only Son in love, not in retaliation, but in love, and reconciled the world unto himself. That means that by following God's example, Jesus, we can, by an act of continuous love, drive out the evil in our world. So, Chaplain Terry, how do you do that? First, by realizing that flesh and blood, our people, no matter how ugly they act, are not the problem that is causing our demise and chaos and hate. Galatians 5:6-7, faith works by love. And 1 John 5:4 says our faith overcomes the world. How? By love. Look at Ephesians 6:12. For we are wrestling not with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the tyranny, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly places, the supernatural sphere, I call it. Pray this. Pray it with me. Heavenly Father, I repent of my sins and ask you for your forgiveness. According to your word in Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. I also repent and ask for your forgiveness for the sins of this nation, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, that's Revelation 5:10, remember, and has made unto us our God and kings and priests with signet ring authority, and we shall reign on this earth, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Last, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. According to Psalm 122, Psalm 122, 6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. Excuse me. Also, Father, I ask that I am open and responsive to read and study your word and to do what the word says I need to do. Thank you for showing me that evil can't stand before your word when acted and followed in your love. Thank you for showing me and guiding me in your way so that I may be a part in this turning this nation around and turning myself back to God. In Jesus' name, amen. You have a blessed day. Amen. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. When you go to my podcast website, there will be a drop-down menu for my website. It signs you up for my newsletter. You will be able to privately email me with your questions and comments. You will be lifted up in prayer every day. Your information will never be sold or given out. Please like, share, and follow me on social media. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name.